Minchas it's Tuesday night. It's Or L'chof Teshvat. I don't know, man, the winter went very fast. Cheshvat, Kislai, Tevi, Shvat, boom, 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 boom. Maybe tomorrow night we should have a little wine here. I say, Rav Chaim, the stipler, they say, drink a little wine every day. Anyway, there's a shayla about Thursday. There's a shayla. If it's Marbet B'Simcha, you have to wait till Friday for that. Okay. So we're in the middle of Mitzvah Yutes, in the Minchas Chinuch, not eating chametz on Pesach, and we're up to what we have as Oz Beis. B'nei Lav Zeh, Echad Ha'ochel, Echad Ha'memachet, V'sheo Sechayet. If you, you know, I don't know, you take a piece of bread and you liquefy it. Ha'memachet really means to liquefy it and drink it as a liquid. Chayev. What?
A little bit like whiskey.
I don't think that's called mamache. Mamache is to take an ochel and to liquefy it. Something that in its naturals, it's very normal to make a drink out of it. I don't even think you need a chiddush of mamache for that. I don't think. What?
Maybe
carrots. Yeah, like carrot juice is mamache. So, the Hebrew of Chulun Dav Kuf Chof Amar Aleph. Where is Barambam Khan? Parakalaf Lachalav, Vayim Lachamishna. Okay. Falava ze, Dino, Kola Lavin, Shomacholi, Isser, Huvuliel. Ayin Rambam, Parakidal, Michal Zasur, the Ben Ashinayim, Amit Starf, Lakazayas. Ubena Chanichim. I don't think we ever got clear what Bena Chanichim means. Anybody remember? We never knew, like, in the palate, the back of the tongue. But it didn't go down the throat. That's the point. Starrings. V'gamim ochal chatzi zayas v'hikiyo because of ochal, assuming it's not mo'us, afilo otu zayas chayav, which I always found to be fascinating. Because, like, you ate a kazayas. But you only ate a chatzi zayas. But you ate the chatzi zayas twice. So you ate a kazayas of the iser, but you only ate a chatzi zayas. It's like a good riddle. Give me a case where a guy only eats a chatzi zayas, but he ate a kazayas. He eats it twice.
It's iser gavra, not a iser chatzah. Right?
I don't know.
It's
I understand what you mean. It's a good point. That might explain exactly the dynamic. Maybe I don't know if you need it, but maybe you do. I understand your point. The guy mitzaref b'kdei achilas pras. Of course, if it's mo'us, then it doesn't count. Linyan and karchol b'siv, and you wrapped it in something, in a capsule, right? In a grass. Or a tissue. I tell people to swallow their medicine in a tissue. Sometimes if it's not kosher. So karcho b'siv ayin shom b'mishlo melech alech yed beiz. So it's machalos asuros. Ayin shom b'lech mod adidim b'chol machalos asuros. Ayin shom b'lech hei. The chamesh is meaning tvua. U'kamochen u'mitzeker shalem kulu mitztarfim v'kazayis on yechamesh. The five minim are mitztarif. By chalav they're not mitztarif so quickly. It depends when and how. But for chametz them it's tarif. Gimel. B'nei b'chlal alav hu sa'or. We haven't been talking about sa'or, even though he raised the issue of sa'or Yeshua the other day. V'zel Hashem Rambam Kan Parakalav Adachem Beis. V'isr ha'chomet v'isr ha'sa'or shebo machmitzim echad hu. That's the lashon of the Rambam. V'hu mishas beis hu da'vavim et beis v'chatoaz v'mai v'chidim al'chom sh'olim v'lov. Zion of the base. Pesach HaKosov, the Torah uses the words interchangeably. Now, Sor isn't what you buy in the store nowadays, yeast. It's a bunch of chemicals. Sor is sourdough, and it's chametz that got rotten. It got so rotten that it's now a fermenting agent. I don't know if it gets moldy. I don't know the Messias. Because nowadays, again, you don't. Maybe you have to go to the hill, to the Yeshuvim, to get someone that still bakes with Sa'or. you know, but it's like Rebbes in Berman, my Rosh Hashiva's wife. She made her own yogurt, so you need yogurt for starter. So she used that. You need bread to make bread. So,
Yeast.
She used to put it in the oven. We were already fancy. By the time I got married, there was such a thing called a yogurt maker. You plug it in. All it was a warmer. That's all. It was just warm. You put in little these things of milk, and you have the yogurt starter, and then it turned to yogurt in a half, in an hour, I don't know, whatever. But it was only just made it warm. She used the oven. She put it in the oven on the pilot light. She put it in. But you need starter. So here also, this is the starter of yeast. Now, you don't need yeast to make bread, but if you want it to rise, geschmack, you know, or fit or quickly, you'll have to or. Vayin shamba rafamagad, because of Mishnah Malacha Mishnah, people got them or chayim tzicha, kolelos, chos pesach. Now, here's the problem. Sor is not exactly delicious and delectable. So, the Prima Godim brings Shitas, the Chometz, after Nifsal Me Ochel Odom, Chayev Koras Umalkis, Usaor, after Nifsal Me Achilus Kelev, Chayev Koras Umalkis. The Glorious Akosifu. I don't know how he knows about Chometz. Why, if it's Nisal Me'ochel Adam, do you get Koras Malkus? I don't know. Vayin Sham, Shehiksha, the Mitzachim, the Chavdal, and the Medvez, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisur, Shem Torah, Ein Lokan Alein, Ala Derech Hana Asan, the Hakol Moidim, Mekilei Akerem, Shem Lokan Alein, Afilu Shaloka Derech Hana Asan, because it doesn't say the word Achila there. Loi Amrinon, and the Gemara does not point out Hakol Moedim B'Chometz O B'Sa'or Chayev Aleihem Afshenisol Me'ochel Adam Ofilu Me'achilus Kerev. The Gemara is pointing out these examples in the Suri Achila, so why didn't it point out this glaring difference in the Suri Achila of Chometz and Sa'or? U'v'chol Ha'Yisur and Potter Mo'chel Achashenisol Me'achel Adam. And the Prima Godim is saying that Chometz is different, and Sa'or is even if it's Nisal Me'achilus Kelev. I don't know if the Prima Godim knows Chometz is Chayev even if it's Nisal Me'achilus Kelev. I don't know he knows that about Chometz. Sa'or, I can understand. So that's maybe your average Sa'or is that. U'chol Yisur and Potter and Mo'chalach HaShenisal Me'achilus Kelev. Ein Rama Pergidal Machalos Asuras, Vain Sham Shakoso, Nimikomokom, Iribay Dover Mar Potur. Nimikomokom, Fachomech. I'm going to give a nosh out to Eitz Ba'almahu. But even though there's a cause that you play for eating it, even though it's Eitz Ba'almah, but if you put in a Dover Mar and it's totally shook there, Hachiva, you take a potur. We get a nosh after Eitz Ba'almahu. Becomes a mirror by Dover Mar Potter. Ayin Shom. Because of the Kabbalah. Chomitz Dafkem Roy. The Shtoch go to grind it up. Ulechametz Boy. That's when you're Mechuyev, even if it's Nifsal Me'or Chalodah. If you're holding by using it as a leavening agent for others. Habalav Hachi. But if you don't plan on using it thus?
Is it plan on using it or just row your sake?
Look how you write. Only row. Abulafachi potter, nisul me'ochel adam. But all you need still is nisul me'ochel adam. It means people could use it for that. Vayin shem shekozov desorim, nisul me'achilus kelev. Totally beplugged to the Rambam Beravit Kamper Kalaf Alochem Beis. Find Shlach Mishnah Rishayna the Beitza. She causes the Dasa Rambam Gabi Chomez Al Achila in a Chayev. In this one, Achila saw done not like the Prima Godim.
No.
Ainu chayev lalachila. If this one nechilus adam.
That's why I just like to do it.
No, the people God them says by chametz yichayev, even if it's nitzal nechilus adam.
Right.
Rak lidyan biur. Valasor bevadei chayev afloi chazi lo adam kimavur shem b'shas. The imsor nitzal nechilus kela. It's all even plucked up that we had before the Rambam and Ravid. V'yudata she'idagi b'chibzal lachman v'shirich lachreinim. B'kitza. Out of this whole paragraph, what we're walking away with is that the whole chometz has to be roi lachilus adam. That's what he seems to be noted to that. But sa'or, which is, can be used as a leavening agent, that it's a machlokes if it's nisal mechilus kelev. Even maybe a mechuyev still feeding it. Well, maybe no. It's enough of it nisal mechilus adam, so you can't eat it. The mice will throw you. Not mechuyev chorus feeding it. So why didn't the Gemara point out this glaring characteristic when it was making like a list of characteristics amongst the Suri Hanah? The tears need the chomish nifs on achilas adam nirish on me apoysim the osam and atayra. This is the Mekor Chaim talking. Mikom akom ain't like it. They know we're allowed to lo yeyochel, even though I have a kinavish like derech achila. Rakoshit was a toys of dollar of Shimon also gavkin chomish v'achila b'er Pesach. Ne asay the tashbisu. The mash malahash b'shulay k'derech achila ayin taisus al chokhes and came with hashvizu loksiv loshan achila v'over ba'aseh ashulay k'derech achila al kein lo yamina sham v'akom moidim v'chomeitz kivin da'im loikin. You don't get malchus, so you can't say they're moidim by chomeitz, and it's also
so you're over the ase of tashvizu when you eat it.
Yeah,
but you're not
tashvizu
when you eat it.
Right.
That's
the name of Tashbisu. Means like Baltashkas in a Hashkosodik way.
It's like Imavatal Yasin when you eat it.
Yeah. Even though you're also getting rid of it. That's what they bother me. The lawyer Dati, on Kaponim Bissor, Abdain Roy Lachilazada Mohib Dhuli Alma. Oh, question by sword of Machlaikas he brought down is if it's not Roy Lachilus Kelev. But if it's not Roy Lachilus, the Chayr is not Roy Lachilus Adam, and the Pazuk says, you're feeding it. I'll leave it to Chuli Alma if it's just not Roy Lachilus Adam. I am Prima God, the Mavur Lahedya Bebeitza, Thal Sor Chayav Chorus of Malkus, Kamai Chomets. Visham Mavur Lahedya the Sor and Roy Lachilah. And so this chorus in Malkus.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Russian bachutz usually means it's talking about being makriv a carbon outside the base mikdash. And chilko bachutz means if you were makriv an avim, well, maybe he said leave out the word bachutz. It means if you cut up the avim and you ate it in pieces. He didn't swallow it whole. Kiva the chidushu that somas the gidin mitzarfin im kein elich boy elich chidushay dafke yochel bevasachas abo b'deh chidus prasa in a mitzarif the boss or gidin and a somas ein soiz gilanosh chulon dafke gimel amadvezu v'chrim agodim the gamba gilanosh the chidushu they begin the benoish of tam the tori was rosso gamkin dino hachi im kein kanami v'ochol chomet shenisul me'achilus odom of sort and royal achila after Torah achila is will become come chiddushu. Maybe if came dafka bevasachas, maybe I will chilko bachus potem. Maybe that even though the shear would still be connected to this pras, but you didn't like rip it apart. I'm the old Mrs. Gilanoshu. The common is chesi al zuka shatuma. The mizvachim before the headache even the chiddushu. I feel the beyosim connected to this pras. Isn't it starry? Very much excited. Shama kaponim huvtak a Rambam. The sword gam came in the hachi. The chilka bechutz potter from where we get on nasha. So the ma'ase, I don't say it. If you take what's not mustafa, you take a loaf of bread. It's not.
The day after this process gives you like you have a certain amount of time to eat it. Habasa Pras means you have no time to
eat. Sorry, what?
The day after this process means you have a certain amount of time.
Yeah, 9 minutes we call it.
Habasa Pras means you have no time to eat it.
Right. Maybe you have to swallow it at once. The base Hagoric holds up to 2 bases, it says.
2 bases?
Uh oh. Yeah. 1 base?
1 base, 2 bases. Maybe I'm
okay.
Wrong.
Okay, no. I'm here because I'm from Shekosav. That's why we get a nosher. Gabkin chasi shir mutter goy chazi was terufay. And if the achil is pressed, even if the achil is pressed, the chilkoi potter. Kein hachidam b'sar b'chamit shenifsad, even the chilkoi potter chasi shir mutter. Zeh shliach v'rambam that you need a pasuk for chasi shir b'chamit. But I up with tamu habcholi shur and chasi shir alser. Well, call me after 9. Yes. The Talmud of Bchali Yisur and Chasi Shir Aser. The Masik Sadlo Tzorchim Yibesor. Chamech Nitzad Loshay Chazi Letzarufei. Because you have to eat when it's messed up. You have to eat it like you have to eat it at one time. I can cause for Torah Loyeyachal Aser Chasi Shir. The best of the Shemod Yisboru Advarim and Mekomos Mufus Aram. Dalit, Chomit Tefesach Osir Ben Ogamkein, Yom Loikin Al Hanor, I am Mishnah Melech, Perikei Halach Ches, I think the answer is no. Thank you and welcome to Hyrule. It's not as not really relevant as you think. You walk by the Arabs, everybody goes to Kaisel, Pesach, Chalamoid. You walk through the Arab that has a very nice smell, the warm bread. Pizza, they're baking, and it smells, and it's kishmaks, and you're not allowed to have hanah. So there's all sorts of dinim if you find yourself in a situation where you're having hanah. That's a sugya psachim grada called hanah haba loydim al karcho. So there's efshe v'kam mechave, lo yefshe v'loy mechave, efshe v'loy mechave, mechave v'loy efshe. It's all the two deciding factors are. Are you dafka walking this way? Can you go another way? And mechaven means you mechaven to smell it and to derive pleasure from it. So if we take the most extreme case, low efshar, below mechaven, it's not possible to go a different way. And you're not mechaven. You know. It's like I always talk about an ovel or an avela, and there's music playing in the house. You don't have to shut it off. There's no isser. So I like to be mechalik between listening and hearing. Listening is like a pa'ula. You're listening. Hearing, you hear. You're not deaf, so you hear it. You're in an elevator, you hear the music there. You're not listening to it, though. So I pass in hearing is mutter. It's only listening that's us. So, what? So here, when you're smelling, maybe it's the same thing, you know. You're taking in the hanah, like you're mechavim taking in the hanah. But if you're just walking by, like it's just hitting your nostrils. You're not smelling.
Sort of like seeing and gazing.
If you mean seeing in the passive sense, yeah. I would say seeing and looking. Seeing and looking, hearing and listening.
Smell really goes in your...
What?
Smell. Smell really goes smell, in your nose.
But I don't know if there's two different verbs.
Does it have to be both Yeshar and Lomsad?
No, that's the Sugya of the Gemara. It's the algorithm. It's like eight possibilities.
Right.
It's a machla enema. And there's machlages of Mayan Rova in one of them, or two of them. And there's the machlages of the Gemara. What case is the machlages of Mayan Rova? But I think, like, if you walk through the shuk, and that's the way to get to where you're going, and you don't stop and smell the roses, you walk by and it hits you, so I think that the machlages, that's mukta.
What if you know it's coming and there's a longer way to go?
So that's called. That's the sugyan tzachim. I can't answer you now. You have to be careful not to be mechaven to smell. In other words, you know it's going to hit your nostrils. You know it's even going to smell good. But usually the Mishnah Berurah in such cases says yizor not to be mechaven to smell.
I'm just wondering if you have chiyuv to go a different way if it's longer.
So, that's the type of thing, you know. It's chayim. Depends how much longer. How do you measure if something's efshar or not?
Mm-hmm.
Efshar means it's possible to go a different way. Mm-hmm. Efshar. It's efshar. It's efshar. Certainly, if there's more of a possibility, you'll get stabbed. You don't have to go. Probably not. Stoma. Hey, for your data, Masha Pupulu Achrayim. What?
You close your nose and just walk
through. Yeah, that's what Mizus Chasid is saying. Unless you're afraid that you'll enjoy it. Like, it doesn't have the same disgust. Maybe, I don't know. You see someone eating a cheeseburger, like, you get disgusted by it. I remember the first time, I don't know if it's the first time, but it's my first memory. I was in America, not on a date. It was like 10 years before I was dating. I was 15, and I was in a museum with some friends. It was a museum of natural history, I think. And we saw this Jewish person, obviously Jewish. I don't remember how we knew, but he took out a roll, and she gave it to us something to eat. That was like my first time I met like a Jew eating like bread on Pesach. So it does have this same feeling of... Tosfos says that. The Tosfos says that loy bedili mineh. It doesn't evoke the same rechuk from it. That's why there had to be Badira Bani Matzah, because we're so familiar with it that there had to be something created like an aura of forbiddenness. Hey, I think it was an Israeli rabbi.
You could know it. It's easier to spot an Israeli rabbi.
I was probably around 14, 15 years old. Yes, Rabbi Stein, he was with me. We hung around together. It's interesting. It does have, Taisa says it doesn't. But maybe after the Bar Yimotzei, my father, Olamah Shalom, and I kept up the minig, never said the word bread on Taisa. With chametz, he wouldn't go bread. And I don't either. My kids don't either. So, like the second after Havdalah, like in my house.
Oh, it's
like,
bread.
Not, no, that's much.
Just bread.
I'm not going bread, pizza, pretzels. Then they make fun of me because I don't eat peels on Pesach. My father had the minute not to eat like an apple. You have to peel it for me. What? Yeah, we have that minute. My father had that minute not to eat peels on Pesach. So my kids want to make fun of me. They say bread, pizza, pretzels, apple peels. Noodles, spaghetti, pasta. My father always made Havdalah on beer. I think on Pesach night. Matzah Pesach. I think it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah even that the Gra did. Because even though it's not Chanan Medina, but there's a special Chavivus, you have Matzah Pesach because it's Chavivol of Tvei. It's like very Chavivol of, so you can make Havdalah on beer on Matzah Pesach. Now this year the Shabbos is Yisru Chag, so you're forced into an extra day of Pesach. It's great for the people who have visitors from Chutz Laretz because they can help you put away your Pesach dishes. That's how I look at it.
Maybe there's some kind of kidneys wine or something.
That's what everybody wants to know. That always comes up when you have such a year. A kidneys muksa. You say migudus katzoi, a kidneys muksa. Now, you know, people can't do without anymore. So there's a way to make kashrut and Pesach rolls. You crumble up the matzah, make it into matzah fireful, I think, or maybe matzah mel. And then you knead it. Mm-hmm. You need it with water, and then you could cut.
They started doing it in a couple of these like burger places.
Yeah,
they sell buns for the burger.
Yeah, kashrut pesach, and it's kashrut pesach bread.
Maybe that's what the kid was eating.
It's a nice thought, but when I was 15 years old, there was still a musig of doing without. It wasn't like maybe it's a nice down the kapskus.
It's just the last several years. It's just the last several years that you see such a thing.
Yeah, I think does it lose, because that's the shaila I was talking about when it was brachas. If you take bread or matzah, fully full matzah, and then you crumble it up into little pieces, what's relevant, less than a kazayas. If you would add, let's say, eggs and water and oil and sugar, it probably would become mazonos. Oh no, then they bake it, but they don't cook it, they bake it. So I think that's the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that even though it's not cooked, if you have bread pieces less than a kazayas, let's say to make French toast or matzah bry is a shayla because it's fried, but if you cook it, that's the shayla, pieces less than a kazayas, if you cook it, it becomes mazonos again.
If you bake it, it's mazonos.
You bake it, no. If you didn't bake it, you just put it in the oven, then it retains the hamotzi. But the Mishnah Berurah says, I believe, that if you didn't cook it, but you put in water and eggs and oil.
Only because it's less than exercise, though. It's more than
exercise. Yeah, if the pieces are more than exercise, it doesn't lose its bracha. Yeah. It's hamotzi.
It's rarely less than exercise if you're making some kind of meal.
No, you crumble it. You can make matzah bry out of pieces that are kazayas. You can make matzah bry out of pieces that are less than kazayas.
Okay. You're not going to have much. It's less than kazayas. Not that much.
I think in French toast, when your wife makes, you ever make French toast? Are the pieces kazayas or less than kazayas?
Sure.
No, not necessarily. It depends how much you crumble it up. If it's a kazayas, then you make a mochi, right? If less than kazayas, it becomes a mazonos. Then it depends how much oil you put in. That's always my matzah bry. If it's just enough oil that it shouldn't stick to the frying pan, so that's So that's not cooking. Go with the shallow and put a little more oil. Okay, we'll stop here. Wait, where are we up to?
Hey.
Hey. Right. Hafti Shir Mabal Yeroy. Anytime we're going to go through the whole mitzvah without a bayis for you.